This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Lisa Bishop. Today we're talking about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have you ever let your thoughts get the best of you? If we want to experience transformation, we need to mind our minds. We can't change anything unless we change our thinking. Where our thoughts go, our lives will follow. What we believe determines how we live, and the Bible has a lot to say about our minds and our mindsets. So we know it must be important if it's important to God. Ephesians 4:23 says, "Be made new in the attitude of your mind." And Romans 12:2 says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." As we mature as followers of Jesus, we have to develop disciplined thought lives. And the first step is to develop awareness of our thoughts so we can start the process of bringing our thoughts into captivity in Christ. Most often, we just let our thoughts run wild rather than stop to examine what we're thinking about and ask, is it true? Does it align with God's word, the truth of who He says He is, what He says about me, or how He sees this person or situation? Mind your mind by being aware of what you're putting in it. What music are you listening to? People are you hanging out with? What social media are you scrolling through, or Netflix series are you binging on? Are we spending more time dwelling on the things of the world or in God's word? As we strive to be aware of our thoughts, check in with the emotions you're experiencing, because our emotions are often like indicators, like that check engine light in your car. Your feelings are an indicator to check in with your thoughts. What thought are you dwelling on that keeps you in an unproductive, unhealthy cycle? Our thoughts produce feelings, and our feelings produce behaviors. Over time, when we actively mind our mind and choose which thoughts to dwell on, holding them captive, making them obedient to Christ, our brains will be trained to think on the thoughts that are helpful rather than the ones that are defeating and destructive. We will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, this is more than positive thinking. It's biblical thinking. And as Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, he makes this appeal to followers of Jesus. He says, "Friends, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, think about these things." So try it. Next time you're having a thought that's destructive, depressing, or just all around not helpful, choose a thought that thinks the best, not the worst. Redirect your focus and see what happens. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about living a transformed life, and you can find us at christianworkingwoman.org.